is the Drive to the Close.
That funky music will drive us till the dawn.
On Bloomberg Radio.
It is time for the Drive to the Close. Back with us is Aaron Cannon, co-founder and chief executive officer at Clear Harbor Asset Management. Aaron joining us on the phone from Greenwich, Connecticut. Aaron, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Doing just fine. Thanks for having me back, Carol. I hope you and your family are doing well.
Yeah, I think Jason's family, my family, we're doing okay. We're staying healthy, which is of course the most important thing. Listen, interesting day. I'm glad to hear you guys are okay. Interesting day. Fed meeting. Heard from Jay Powell. It's constantly economy and virus. They go hand in hand. What are you focusing on? What are you and your team focusing on right now?
Well, you know, I think the Fed chair today made an interesting sort of point, which is that he believes that this challenge will not just be sort of a near-term challenge, but more of a medium-term challenge, which we sort of view as let's say, 2 to 3 years. How the duration of this COVID-19 virus plays out, I think, is critically important to markets, to particularly equity markets and credit. And it's, of course, critically important to the directionality of the unemployment picture, which is quite ugly at 26 million and growing. And so we're, you know, very sort of honed in on that. And I think that it's anyone's guess on treatment. Of course, the remdesivir news today is very promising, but it's not a vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I think the idea that people sort of roll back to work in the very near term without trepidation, and that we wouldn't have perhaps some sort of second curve or some sort of speed bumps along the way towards an improvement post-COVID, I think is foolhardy. I do not expect this recovery to be linear. I think the Fed sort of suggested as much today.
Yeah, it was interesting. I totally agree with you, Aaron, that was certainly what we got from Jay Powell. And I was sort of half kidding earlier in the show when I said, you know, he essentially said in terms of looking forward, the same thing that we're hearing from every CEO as he or she reports earnings, which is we don't know what's going to happen next. And so we just sort of have to take it as it comes. You know, you mentioned unemployment, and I do wonder, as you think about your business and you think about giving investment advice, what are the inputs that you're looking at to try and get your arms around this market and to come up with a strategy that does take into account all these variables, especially around the U.S. economy?
Right. So very quickly, I mean, we're first grounded in each one of our clients, their risk tolerance, what the optimal asset allocation looks like. If this isn't the year to have a balanced portfolio, I don't know which year is that year. So not every one of our clients has that for good reason, because they're willing and able to take on more risk for every unit of potential return. But as it pertains to the economy, you're right. It's hard to look at the market and ask, you know, is it a proper discounting mechanism right now? I think the expectation for earnings this year, if the S&P 500 generated, let's say, $164 of earnings last year, there's a lot of talk that this year is about 100. What sort of multiple do you put on that? Or even if you assume, let's say, $130 next year at a 20 times multiple, that's 2,600, and the S&P is over 2,900 right now. So let's move to 2022. Maybe we're not back to 164, but we're at 150, and that at a 20 multiple, which is still a high multiple. We know the 25-year average is probably closer to 15.5, 16. But a 20 times multiple on 150 is 3,000, which is pretty close to where we are right now. So as much as I am very much cheerleading this rally in equities, I'm having a hard time feeling that we're at a point where this is all justified.
So what do you, so balanced portfolio? So new money, where would you commit it? You know, it's interesting. Let me just backtrack for a second. Our Sarah Ponczak has a great story, Aaron, on the terminal, and just talks about how, you know, small investors, retail investors, were running in big time into the market and looking to take advantage of some opportunity, especially when the market sold off. That's over?
Well, you know, we, you know, across the board at Clear Harbor, there was a lot of rebalancing going on back in mid to late March. And I can say that and feel proud about that. But, you know, if we were to potentially, after this huge retracement, revisit the lows again, well, you know, there's not going to be as much rebalancing going on at the same price point because it already occurred two, 3 weeks ago, right? So, but specific to, you know, what are we talking about clients now, particularly as it relates to equities, there are some really interesting trends that have sort of accelerated here, the rise to the cloud, telemedicine, the semiconductor space, and the growth of data centers, investors looking for streams of revenue that are frankly a little more predictable. The utility segment, the water utility specifically, is an area that is low on the market cap, total market cap spectrum, but some wonderful companies there that we like. If you look at healthcare, certain biotech segments, specific contributors to healthcare more generally, like the human genome and the ability to sort of have these drugs move into phase two, phase three, and into market more quickly. There are specific companies that tackle that. And so we think in the midst of this uncertainty, in the midst of what we think is an elevated equity market, there are plenty of opportunities. On the fixed income side, sure, it's easy to look at low yields and say, why own them? But I think, again, as a hedge against the equity market, what we've realized is the Treasury market is still that hedge, and it's not the high-yield market. High-yield smells very much like equity here, and I think what we've learned is that trying to sort of create a diversified portfolio of equities and high-yield bonds really hasn't worked and is really somewhat irresponsible. We put high-yield into sort of the equity bucket of our asset allocation for that reason.
All right. Well, interesting times to say the least, fast moving, as you say. Aaron Kennan, co-founder, chief executive officer of Clear Harbor Asset Management, joining us on the phone from Greenwich, Connecticut.